The district who came in last there, can you repeat your number, please? Okay. Great. Well, I appreciate your being here and your attendance. One of the things that we would just like to do is reiterate again some of the things that possibly you have already heard, but we want to make sure that we're consistent at least with that message. Here at KSDE, we have Ashley Christensen with us, Bill Bagshaw, and then myself, Jeanette Nobo. We might have others that will be coming in a few, a little bit later. So one is, have any of you that are on the line right now already had your visits?
I've completed a visit.
So you've chaired a visit.
Right, I was vice chair, just a team member.
Okay, as a team member.
We at the USD 410, we chaired 206s, and ours is tomorrow.
Okay, great. How did those team visits go?
Really well for us. We just to let you know real quick, we shared to our team members that were coming in and to the one that we did, a Google Doc of our information, so they had an idea of what they were going to get to see and have a chance to come up with some questions from what we shared with them. So it worked out real well. Day went quick, and it was a good day of learning for everybody.
Wonderful. Okay. How about the person who was as a team member in one of the visits?
I would agree. I think it was really good. I think the only problem for us really is because we're a small school district and, you know, we're trying to do state assessments and things like that. It's a hard time of year to get people loose to be able to go do those things, even for a half a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be learning quite a bit with these visits that occur this time. What we wanted to try to have done initially was that most of these visits would be finished by at least April 15th. But being the first year, there was a lot to get ready for. So some visits are occurring currently or will be occurring in April, and we still have even some visits that will probably occur in May because of just time constraints and people's schedule. So we're providing that flexibility right now, except for those school districts that are coming in to be accredited, those year five, because we want to make sure that we have their reports and we have everything ready for when the Accreditation Review Council comes in May to look at all that data. So it was important for us that their visits occur early. So thank you. We will... we will be trying to get information about how those visits went and some feedback so that we can take a look at it for any changes that we might need to make in the process or in the system in the future. So I appreciate that. We want to make sure that you do that you have been able to go into the KESA application to finish that report, and if you had your visit, that you go back in and finish as a system that question 15, and then, of course, question 16, and then submit your report to KSDE after that. Chairs or systems will probably be seeing some changes in the application after March 30th because we will be releasing the final report that will be attached to that KESA application. We'll be releasing access to chairs for their yearly summary report and OVT workbook by year. So when you go into your report after March 30th, you're going to see a slightly different report. Just know that those changes that are in there If you're a system in year 1 through 4, the changes that have been added and the updates that were done really do not impact you until your final year. So try and avoid some confusion there. If you are a chair for a system, you will be getting information from us on how to access your report, the report to do the summary report for the visit, and that will be coming out as soon as we're ready to release that application, which will be March 30th.
One of the things that we would like for you to be thinking about, and as you have your visits coming up, is your data. We've seen some examples of systems submitting reports already, and they're really heavy on the anecdotal types of things, which are fine. You know, that's that conversation about process and results. But try to be more aware of the more quantitative data that you have, maybe that supports your anecdotal submissions. For example, when you're talking about your goals and strategies and how they may impact the board outcomes and that data in your district, think about the things that you have. So the other day someone submitted one to me and they said, well, we're really kind of heavy on the descriptions and what we're doing and our conversations, but we didn't have much data. Well, I went to that system's website, and they had a ton of data there, what they were doing with their site councils, what they were doing with their staff development, what they have been doing with regard to their curriculum. They had their budget information there. Teacher recruitment was going on, and they had that information there. So the good news is that as you look at completing those reports, you're likely doing much better than you're reflecting in your report. And one of the things that we'll need to do over time is to continue to give you guidance and support you in understanding what we're really looking for in those reports, because that's the information that the ARC wants to see. So nothing to stress about, but just be a little more aware of the specificity by which you can show that there's evidence. And those who are serving as a chair will likely have good examples of that for you. And if you're a chair or your chair doesn't have examples, have them reach out to us and we will provide them some list of some potential evidence. I think we've talked about that before. So I think it's fair to say that's a shared responsibility between you as a system and the chair, and us here at KSDE is communicating and giving feedback back and forth of what it is we would like to see and expect there. And so don't hesitate to reach out to us to help you understand what that might be.
So as you're having your visits and you're providing answers or having your dialogue with your visiting team and your chair, if they are not asking you about data, you might want to provide them some information. And although we've been telling the chairs as well, but provide them also some information that would support what you're saying, or at least express about it. I don't know if they'll want to end up seeing it specifically, but they'll want to know that it's available.
So let me give you a very brief example for those of you that are in 1, 2, and 3. One of the common R's and components that we're seeing is the relationship R with staff. And so when you think about that, that can be a simple one. For example, is your staff receiving professional development, professional learning around those things which have to do with accreditation, the state board outcomes? The minutes that you keep or the agendas that you keep for your staff development and training, perhaps your exit surveys and what teachers have to say about the training that they're receiving, perhaps information that comes that is more aggregate about your teacher evaluation. Perhaps 90% of your teachers are effective and highly effective. Perhaps you're looking at your hiring and how many of your teachers have attended other conferences and training relative to their area or advanced degrees. So be thinking about all that data that you already have, which is quite significant, that lends that specific evidence, in that case, relationships and staff. And that's just one example. Are there any questions about that or any confusions about what we might be looking for?
We're here to answer your questions and help you get through the process for anything that you might need as you're getting ready for your visits. So any questions that you have?
I have a question. I didn't participate in the last conference call, but it was mentioned the meeting prior to that about a social and emotional toolkit that would be available late this month. That I think the graphic might have been there, but the information was not. Is that available now?
I know that. Are you talking about the work that our social emotional folks are doing around the infinity symbol and the whole child in terms of social emotional?
Yeah, it was the social emotional committee was working on some content to make available
right
to everybody, and they said that the graphic was available, and this would have been 4 weeks ago, but later in March that the content would be available for us to access.
Yeah, I don't know if it is available at this point. It was brought to us at a monthly meeting that we hold with the leads of the work groups, and there was some concern about the name of the graphic, because even though it was social emotional, it talked about the whole child, and we thought maybe there'd be confusion of the field in terms of that we were adding some other concepts that are really not part of what we're trying to do. So we asked them to go back and change the title of the chart, as well as provide some overview or brief introduction as it relates back to the state, the board goals, and what we're trying to do. So they're still trying to get that out. I don't know if they are, but if you send me an email, I could then find out where we're at in terms of distributing that and then get back to you.
Okay.
Everybody needs it. Are you
yeah
kidding me right now?
Yeah. Yeah, and as soon as they have it, they're going to send it out. I was just trying to determine where we're at on that.
I think a good place maybe for us to assist with that is we've hired a new education program consultant who's working on our website, and you'll notice if you've been there, it's a lot more streamlined. And that would be a perfect thing for us to include up there is recent information, that this is a question, and some information, because a lot of people may have that. So whether we do that, you know, like, I'm not saying we're going to put something up there in the next day or two, but I think that is a place where we'd like for you to get back to visiting to ask those questions or to look for that information and then at least respond to us from there about what you need.
We have we've put a lot of stuff under resources, and so what we will do is as soon as that is available, we'll link to that social-emotional graphic and their information so that it'll be available to everyone, and you can access it from the KESA webpage.
Jeanette?
Yes.
I am going on a visit next week. This particular district is in year two. I'm the OVT chair. My question to you is exactly what kinds of things do I need to finish up to send, I'm assuming, to you? I don't actually even know where I need to send the information after our meeting. I mean, what are the things that I need to have filled out, and what are the things they need to have filled out?
By next week, we will have our KISA application up, and so you'll have access to that. The OVT workbook is broken down in the application by year. So if you have a full workbook, the fillable full workbook, and you complete that, then it's a matter of really cutting and pasting into the year two information for our application. And then we have a yearly summary report for year two that you will be completing for us that is in that application. So everything that you will need to give to us at KSDE will be in that KISA application, which will be available March 30th.
What is your date? What is the date of your meeting, your OVT?
April 4th.
April 4th?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and even to take it just a step further, if today or any day this week, if you want to call me, I can give you a little more specifics on that and tell you what we're looking for, because that application will be coming out. But I think as you may want to, have you looked at the application that system has submitted, and have the other OVT members had that information, and do you have an agenda that everyone's familiar with?
We have an agenda and so forth. I just wanted to make sure that the information that's been provided to us that we write is the correct information that I send.
Yeah.
I know we had our visit yesterday, and my OVT chair wasn't. He said, I'm just sending this and this and this and hope that that's correct.
Yeah.
And then I was on one 2 weeks before spring break, and they weren't for sure. They were just going through the OVT workbook.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's why I suggested, if you'd like to feel a little more comfortable with it, you want to call me, then you won't feel like you're just a little bit out in the cold, so to speak, as a result of that app not being out until later this week, just to help you prepare a little more ahead of time. So
okay.
Your call, if you'd like to do that, I'd be glad to help you.
Yeah. That'll be fine. With just never hesitate to give us a call, and we'll provide you some individual support. We have had some chairs that have called about that, and we've sent them out the draft of the yearly summary report that we had, so that they'll know what that yearly summary report was going to look like and what kind of questions would be asked. The recommendation that we would have for you is to make sure that you have assigned, that you have a time on your agenda to visit with your team and have
yes.
some discussion about how your meeting is going to go and what sections you want to distribute between your team members.
Yes.
So should
okay.
that be? So should that meeting be before your meeting with the school? It sounds like you're making plans.
You could do a call and do that ahead of time, but if you take 30 minutes or 40 minutes just to do, because it'll be the first time that you all come together at the day of the visit, and put that in there first thing, kind of a get to know and distribute assignments, you can do that within 30 to 40 minutes without any problem.
Okay. Is there any way you could email that rough draft out to those of us here on this call?
If you're a chair, my suggestion is that you send us that you email us, because we don't know what year of the system you're chairing. If you're a chair, this is something for the chairs. So,
each yearly
summary is a little bit, it's slightly different. So it'll be better if you just have the one for your year.
So just email you or Bill?
Yep, just email one of us.
Okay, then I have another question. On our authentication site, each district has that KISA page that they have to fill out. We had to do the first three pages by September or something of this year, but I went ahead and filled out the rest. Is this something I need to make sure? I made a PDF file and gave it to my OVT chair as well, but is this something that my team, when I'm going there, needs to have filled out and given to us, or who sees that?
The recommendation for all systems is that they complete the KISA application through 15.1 or 15.2, and then do the PDF and send the PDF to the chairs and their team members so that they have that when they go in and they can read and kind of have information prior to visiting with the system about what their goals are, where they stand on their rubrics, and, you know, et cetera, and things like that. And so, yes, a copy of that KISA initial report from 1 through 15.2 should be provided to the chair and to every team member.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I think it would also be fair to say and remind you that because it sounds like most of you are either in year one or two, that after you've had your OVT visit and as you think you're wrapping up this spring, you know, go back in and look, have a phone call with the system leader in the chair, and just take a look at what your submissions are, and you can always go in there and edit. You know, it's not like there's a deadline, a one and done, and you can't move on. So when you complete that information, just make sure that it's correct and that it reflects what you saw and what happened that day, and get it right. And particularly after the next version of this application comes out, so that you can see what needs to be going in there and build on that. And a lot of times, even afterwards, you know, it's not inappropriate to say the only time that you can share information is at your visit. You know, if you're reflecting a week after the visit and you've thought of data or things that you didn't provide as a system, contact your chair. Or if the chair thinks of something, contact the system and get that information in there and get that in there, because this process is about getting it right, having a good process, acquiring the data that we would need, and just getting it right. So, you know, don't be hesitant to do that. And then those apps certainly can be edited. Even if you've saved them, you can go in there and edit those.
Are you planning on having any more trainings, not only for OVT chairs, but I think as for districts as well, because I think there's a lot of confusion about what they need to have and so forth?
Yes. Right now we are in the process of planning trainings for OVT members and chairs, and we will be working on some regional trainings that we can put out for systems on how to get ready for a visit, what do you need to have, how your visit should look, what your visit should look like, and things like that. And as soon as these visits go through, we'll send a short survey out. We'll prepare for a short survey out to all systems to give us information on how their visit went, pros, cons, et cetera, so that we can build then some support directly for systems throughout next year. At least particularly throughout the first half of next year, which is going to be the critical time for them. So short answer, yes.
Okay.
I would like to take the opportunity, if any of you are trained chairs, we had submitted a survey to get feedback in terms of the training. So if you could be sure to end up sending that to us, that would be absolutely wonderful. I'm going to send out a reminder later today. That survey closes on March 30th, actually. So I'll send an update and a reminder to that. The OVT training survey, trained member survey, closed yesterday. Of course, we're capturing all that data now. That doesn't mean that if you did not do it and you want to submit your information, that'd be great. But we have we're collecting the data now to help us with the revision of those trainings. And then, like I said, sometime in May, we'll do a quick short turnaround, I hope, on a survey for the systems to give us feedback on their visits.
Jeanette?
Yes.
Is there a time for the next year when we should try to have these visits? I think somebody brought it up, having this during state testing and all the other testing we're doing. It's kind of tough to fill. Is there a too early of a time or too late of a time line?
So the dates that we gave you as a recommendation, we weren't really that concerned about that, but obviously the question is when. And after a few questions, we said, well, March, the middle of March to the middle of April seems appropriate. We're trying to get finished before May at the end of the school year. We know that state assessments have an extended window and even a different window in recent years for a number of reasons. What I would tell you, and this is really just my opinion, if you're in year 1, 2, and 3, there's not an urgency or anything really critical about that date. It's just that you're working on your school improvement process and that your date is timely and that you're meeting and doing that. It becomes a little more of a concern to us by year 4 and certainly by year 5, because we need the information to be completed and to be submitted to us to get it to the ARC in the spring. So, you know, what I don't want you to hear is don't worry about it, put it off, and it's not important. That's not what I'm saying. But know that there's flexibility in that. There were some systems who, because of the very reasons that you suggest, had their visits in the latter part of February because they had done that work and they had started and doing a lot of work in 0 year. So, Does that make sense? So the time frame in the first 3 years it's a little more flexible what works for you, just as long as you're communicating when you're doing it and it seems timely with your process.
Is there too early of a date, meaning like before you go to Christmas break? Do you want it in second semester? Does it have to be – can it be in first semester? You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the way I would answer that. That seems – a little early to me, but okay. Here's why I say that. Once you're in year 2, 3, and 4, we're looking for a process to take place and for data to be moving and for those things to happen. And so if you're only giving it, you know, 4, 5, 6 months into the year and having a visit, then that data isn't reflected till the next year. And if that took place, say, in year 2, you're not recording it until year 3. And so, again, I think you just have to take a look at the timeliness of it and work through that workbook and the process and the expectations for each year. Certainly, it would seem more doable that way in year 1 and 2 because there's certainly a lot more time than it would necessarily take to complete those requirements for year 1 and 2, but we want you to have plenty of time to get everything solidly in place, especially this first time. So, does that help?
Think through some of the, the problems, just like somebody else had stated, the state testing and all that. It would be better for us to do it earlier than what we're doing it, and we're doing it tomorrow. So.
Well, the other thing might be now is to start having conversations about when your visit might be next year.
Right, right. And that's
I don't know on the calendar with assessment and other things, but if people know way ahead of time and they can sort of plan and you can do that, then
yeah.
Sometimes you can alleviate some of that. But great question, though. Really good question.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Sure.
Any other questions?
No, Bill, what is your phone number so I can call you as soon as we get off of this conference call?
My number is 785-296-2198, 2198.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? I'd like to remind everyone that we kind of took a little while at the beginning to place some of these recordings up on our website, but they are on the website now, as well as Zoom meetings that we have had with the chairs. So if you are interested, you can find those on our KISA webpage. They were kind of one of those first things that come on. It says recording, support recordings. And this one will be up probably by tomorrow. At least temporarily on there. We're trying to put them, and now that we know, kind of we learned our lesson about what we're doing, we're able to put these up a lot sooner. So if you've missed any of the previous recordings and you'd like to go back and listen to those, they are on the website for your pleasure. If you have no other questions, then all I ask is that as you sign off, you just sign off with your district number so that I could know who's still on and who's not on.
You can come in.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
That's the
weirdest deal.
USD 386.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you.
I'm gonna wait till Chris is home.
USD 413
and pedal tonight and see how it goes.
Thank you.
But I worked out every day. I mean
yeah. USD 449.
I'm not just rolling like this. I'm
thank you.
Dripping sweat when I'm
USD 358.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just wonder if I took. I know I was having a lot of problems with my allergies.
352 signing off.
You know.
Thank you.
The man, my blood pressure.
USD 338 is leaving.
And it was 193 over. Yeah. And I had sharp pain here. Here
yeah.
In my chest. I'm
going to 368
okay, that was one I needed. Yeah. 10 years ago, I would have said, ah, no
thank
problem.
You.
Yeah.
Told my boss about it, and he goes, we're going. And I said, all right. Figured out what it was.
Yeah.
I think. Is 461 still on?
Yeah, take care. USD 410.
Thank you. Is 268 still on? Is 224 still on? 461 still on? Anyone still on that I did not call? I want to thank everyone for your time today.